2 past 12, Sky Sports Radio. David Gately joining us now to have a look back at the main races from Caulfield on the weekend. Gator, how are you?
I'm well, Cuddy. How are you?
Good. The one race there I thought was a huge one. The sixth there, the Reduced Choice, and Missile Mantra, it settled well back and covered a lot of ground, but she was an impressive win.
Yeah, a lot of merit in the win. I think her figures on the clock on her debut were very strong at Ballarat, and she was well back on Saturday through a lot of adverts. Certainly tab.com.au took a lot of money around her, and they got it right, and she's done a great job again at the 1200, home 34.96, so she's run about 6.5 lengths above average home, and then home 11.52 amongst the better splits of the day. So a lot of merit in the win on the clock, and she looked good to the eye. Still has plenty of room to move, plenty of upside, so something to be excited about. I know it's not off-season racing, but we're always keeping an eye on carnival time, and she may end up a carnival three-year-old as she emerges into that age bracket.
How did you think, or what do you think of Express Pass? It came from well back also.
Yeah, good effort. It came from the tail. She's actually ridden along 500 from home, so that tells me straight away she's already looking for further. He is, and he was still well back on the turn. He's about 4 lengths off Missile Mantra to that point. Now, he's run home 34.92, so actually 4/100ths of a second quicker than the winner. Clearly looking for further, I think. And I think they would have left the track pretty excited with what they've got as the talent there. They obviously have to keep improving, as we well know, but a very nice debut from that horse.
Mm. The open sprint and that horse Order of Command, he was very impressive. He just cantered away.
Yeah, I think he's above average horse. Been underrated. I think many of us have pinned him as just a straight horse. But looking at his last three runs around the bend, he's won all of them. And the last two, he's won by an aggregate of 4.5 lengths. So he's just a good horse, I think. And he's chased Nature Strip at 200 metres up the straight. His time was good on Saturday. He was 1.10.72. He was about 8.5 lengths above the overall benchmark on figures there. So he's done a good job. He's taken a good scalp in Jungle Edge. He's obviously an exceptional wet tracker. I don't think he's the horse he was, Jungle Edge, but the margin was significant, 2 lengths. He's run away from him. Likes the first-up runner firsthand. He's come home 11.88, a really strong late sectional relative to that race. And he tried well leading into that. He's perhaps the coming winner for your punter there firsthand.
Well, are we liable to see most of these lining up in that winner sprint series?
Looks that way, doesn't it? It looks a logical progression for the Order of Command's firsthand of this world. Not sure about Leonardo da Vinci. They were eyeing off sort of a group race in Queensland, but he's got to learn a few tricks, doesn't he? He just went a bit keen in his race early and it brought him undone late. He was well-liked through a lot of outlets, Leonardo da Vinci, but still a work in progress there. But I think that that sprint series is a logical step. It's good prize money in it, and you have to be a handy horse to win it.
The seventh race and the Lapine Funerals Handicap, there looked to be a couple of smarties in this. Bams on Fire was nice, but I thought a couple there that went all right was Propel and maybe Trilly as well.
Yeah, I think the Quinella here are well above average. Bams on Fire, walking maiden first out. Didn't smash the clock, but was just had panels on them. Came to this race taking on Propel, had 5.5 kilos less than her. Had a good run in behind them, but sprinted nicely. What I liked about the race, two things. One, you watch Bams on Fire on and through the line. She just keeps running. I think she'll get further. And there was a lot of merit in the win, even though the margin was narrow. I was really keen on Propel on Saturday. I thought she was the best for the day. Look, she's run enormous with her 60 kilos. She probably only needed another stride. For the second race in a row, she unfortunately smashed the clock home. She's run home 34.5 seconds, 8 lengths and change above the average. And then hit the line 11.34 was the quickest of the day. So hasn't lost any friends. We know Richard, unfortunately. But I think they're two smart series there, Cosby.
All right. Earlier on in the day, in the third race, Zatori was a nice effort.
Yeah, I think she's another one who, we look at this off, it's off-season racing, no doubt, in Victoria. But I think many of connections eyeing off, stakes race. And this filly's been competitive in stakes grade around a handy horse like Ring-a-Ding-Ding last prep. Obviously, she's come on. She's done a good job here. Sure, she had the right run, off a moderate tempo, but she's carried 60 kilos, and she's given the runner 8 kilos and still beaten them. So a lot to like about the win and can progress this youngster. The runner-ups battled on well, probably in the worst part of the track, and Orsini hit the line home 11.98. He had the quickest last 100 of that race, but the win is the one, I think, that can progress.
All right. Anything else from the day? Take your eye, Gator.
Yeah, I think if you're looking for coming winners, the last race was run at barrier trial speed, and there were a couple that were well back. that were well beaten, but I think they can bob up for us at a good price. Watch these two from the Chris Wallace stable. One is Araja, who got a long way back in Australia race, hit the line 11.60. I think she's about ready to win. And Bertha Venus, back in track in a slowly run race. When the race went on, she couldn't quicken, but her late work was actually okay. I think there were two sneaky good runs. They run 7th and 8th, these two. But perhaps a couple to follow out of the last race, you know?
All right, terrific. Good on you, Gator. We'll talk to you next week.
Look forward to it. Thanks, mate.